quite a journey. I talked about stories at the beginning of the night. What a story from MAC conference tight end, from walk-on in the Big Ten to first-round draft pick to now AFC Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt.
That old red dirt, the first thing you learn is you don't get nothing that you don't earn. Humble pride I grew up on, you find out just how bad you want it.
The sun in our eyes and backs to the fences, we didn't know the odds were against us. Hit the wall, smoking and spinning, still wasn't thinking about nothing but winning.
And he's being chased by Watt. JJ has him down in midfield. Watt with the sack. The crowd erupts. It
never turned around.
Hands off to Ballard, and Watt has him for a loss.
A full throttle, wide open, you get tired. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I know. Maybe there's another path that'll get you there a little bit faster, but I'm sticking with the one inside of me.
Dalton gets the snap. Here's pressure. Dalton's gonna go down. J.J. Watt. He's at it again. Playoff time is Watt time.
Never turn around. Don't back up. Don't back down. A full throttle, wide open. You get tired and you don't show it. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I know.
And J.J. Watt is out of the country this evening and could not be here, but kind enough to join us and accept the award on his behalf, his coach, the defensive coordinator with the Houston Texans, Wade Phillips. So it seems like about half the teams, or maybe more than half, playing the 3-4 defense in the National Football League right now. We always hear that to be successful in that scheme, you have to have a big, excellent nose tackle. You've got to have an outside linebacker to get after the quarterback. You've got to have a good cornerback. What kind of luxury is it to have such a disruptive force from the inside as kind of a bonus?
I'm always smiling, that's for sure. You know, he's such a tremendous player, and you saw some of it, but... He makes it easy for you to coach. Those good players make you a better coach.
If you had 15 or 20 like him, coach, you take Sundays off, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. It'd be over for the rest of them.
I want to ask you, because a lot of times we talk about the development of the quarterback position. We see a lot of improvement from year one to year two. And you look at J.J., the first year, I think he had 5.5 sacks, 20.5 sacks last year. I mean, where did you see the biggest – that's a ton of production in year two. Where did it come from?
Well, actually, the last two playoff games last year, the year before, he had 3.5 sacks in those games. Against Baltimore, the game we lost in the playoffs 2 years ago, he had 12 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, and 2.5 sacks in that ball game. So he just carried it over in the next year and kept going from there.
37 years in the National Football League on the defensive side of the ball, either as an assistant coach, a coordinator, or as a head coach. In that time, can you think back to one player that reminds you of J.J. Watt?
You know, I don't. You said some of the stats that he had, but I've had Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Curly Culp was going in the Hall of Fame this year. Elvin Bethea was in the Hall of Fame. I've had a lot of great players. They've never had a year like he had last year. He had 16 block passes, but 5 of those were intercepted. They caused 5 interceptions. He had 46 tackles for a loss. He had 42 hits on the quarterback, and he had 20.5 sacks. It's the greatest year I've ever been around any defensive lineman.
Wait, I know you rep a lot of things in practice. I know you guys work on a lot of individual drills. The batted balls. I mean, I know he has the height, but it's got to be the anticipation. I mean, just that's uncanny that a player would have that many batted balls.
Yeah, he has a great knack of rushing the quarterback and seeing the quarterback, not having to look at the offensive lineman to see where he's going. He has a feel as he's going, as he sees the quarterback, he knows when he's throwing it.
You know, Peyton's taking notes, by the way.
I don't think he knocked down any of Peyton's.
You mentioned the feel that he has right there for knocking down passes. People, when they want to compliment J.J. Watt, right away they talk about his motor and his effort and intensity. Are we sliding his talent or some other part of his game when we just recognize how he plays hard?
Yeah, he's a great talent. I mean, he's 6'5", 6'6", 290 pounds, run 4.7, vertical jump 35. I mean, he's a great athlete, too. But part of that, being a great athlete and then carrying it on the next level is playing as hard as he plays. And he's got an extra gear, and he uses it all the time.
Wade, I know you put a lot of cut-ups together in the offseason. Areas where players can get better. As you study a player like J.J., who's a Pro Bowler already, where can he get better?
Well, you know, J.J. is the kind of guy that wants to get better all the time. And we do that with all our players at the end of the year. We go through all the cut-ups and look and see, hey, this you can do better, and we give him something to work on. So he'll work on whatever we need him to work on.